Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of The Ring with Umenasa. This is a show where I encourage you and I remind you that you are a fighter in the ring of life, and I know that you will win. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in to The Ring, Umenasa here. Today is March the 10th, 2022, and I hope that all is well with you. You are tuned in to the radio show of The Ring with Umenasa. Today I don't have a guest, which is very, very seldom because this show is all about bringing a guest. But the guest that I had for today, she was supposed to talk on divorce, and the only slot that I had open was a 15-minute slot, and a topic like divorce deserves 45 minutes at least, you know, to an hour or like an hour and a half. So we had to postpone. So just be on the lookout for that topic and for that guest, for my wonderful guest. Today I just want to talk to you about God's love, what God's love looks like. And I'm beginning to find out that I don't even exhibit the love of God. And I know that it's not funny, but it's just amazing the impatience, how easily ornery I get and irritated I get, and, you know, and expecting people to read my mind. And, you know, like one of the major things that I don't like about myself is, first of all, I'm very long-suffering. It takes me time to blow. But when I blow, honey, I blow. And I have to ask myself today, like, does God blow up? He doesn't. Does he get upset? Does he explode? No. You know, God's love is patient. God's love is kind. God's love is tender. And I'm beginning to find out that love is a tool and love is a weapon. So if love is a weapon, then that means that a skill is needed. That means that love is a skill, and most skills are learned. So that's really what I want to talk about today, is that love is a skill. You know, when a lot of people were raised in abusive homes or raised in all kinds of madness, and they think that they love, but they really don't, you know, because when push comes to shove, they are very conditional. They are very withholding. They don't show the love of God. They could keep malice with you for 1 year. They could hold a grudge for 10 years, you know. They could punish you. They could withhold love from you. They could set you up, lie on you, take from you, not give to you intentionally. All of that is not God's love. They could cuss you out, beat you up. That's not God's love. Manipulate you. That's not God's love. Make you second-guess yourself, question yourself. That's not God's love. And so if you have been raised in a home where they did all of these things, there's no way that you know the love of God. Now, of course, like, you feel the love of God, but you don't exhibit the love of God. And when you notice that you have all of these vile stuff going on with you, and that's how you relate to people, and sometimes that's even how you relate to yourself, then that's when you need to go to God and ask him to teach you how to love. There's a song, "Show Me How to Love in the True Meaning of the Word. Teach me to sacrifice, expecting nothing in return. I want to give my life away, become more like you each and every day. My words are not enough. Show me how to love." You have to ask God to show you how to love. Okay, go back to his word. How do I love God? God, please show me how to love. God, please show me how to speak to my boss. Show me how to speak to my aunt. Show me how to love my sister. Show me how to love my spouse. Show me how to act when I'm angry. Show me. Because you see, every morning God wakes you up and he loves you just the way you are. When you refuse to show love, he still loves you. When you cuss him out, he still loves you. Even when you say that he doesn't exist, he still loves you. He doesn't take your breath away. He doesn't withhold oxygen from you. He doesn't withhold money from you. Somehow you still get by. Somehow you still get to do all that you need to do. That's because of God. Somehow you still get to pee. You still get to poop. You still get to see. You still get to walk. All of that is God. He didn't say, okay, well, you know what? Because of what you did yesterday, I'm going to make sure that you can't see today. You're going to be blind today. Hey, and then on Tuesday, you're going to be lame. And then on Wednesday, you're going to be deaf. And then on Thursday, you're going to be dumb. And then on Friday, you can't even taste your food. And then on Saturday, you can't even laugh. And then on Sunday, you can't even. God is not like that. The guy is faithful. He is just faithful, flat out. Regardless of how you treat him, regardless of what you do to him, regardless of whether you show up or you don't show up, he is love. And so that's God's love. God's love is giving. God's love is patient. God's love is tender. God's love is kind. God's love is long-suffering. God's love is enduring. God's love is relentless. It's loyal. It's dedicated. Dedicated. It's perfect. It's unconditional. It's just love. It's unconditional. It's unconditional. It's unconditional. We don't have to be a certain way for him to love us. He just loves us passionately. He is in love with us. Absolutely in love with us. Absolutely in love with us. Kind. He is kind. He's tender. He's meek. He's mild. He's not talking to us like we're crazy. He answers our prayers. He's a good shepherd. He doesn't leave us as orphans. He bears our pain. He carried the cross. We can't earn his love. We can't. We can't earn his love at all. He is a friend. He is empathic. He helps us out in our troubles. He is consistent. He makes us smile. He hears our prayers. He provides our needs. Look at all the beauty around him and around us. We can see the world through him. Our sins are forgiven. That's his love. That's his love. And then he disciplines us when we are wrong. That's love. But he does that in love, in a still, small voice, calmly. He's not abusive. He's not a rapist. He's not a chauvinist. He is a helper. He protects you from danger. He's a savior. He is love. He's love. He is love. A lot of people struggle with receiving love. You know why? Because they know that that's the real love. So if you're walking around saying that you love so-and-so and you love me and you love that, but then when real love is being shown to you, you withdraw from it and you're scared of it, that's because you know that that's the real thing. That's the real thing, which only shows that whatever you have on the inside of you, that's not love. That's a fallacy. That's defiled. It's not real. And you're scared of true love when it comes your way because it's so pure. which only signifies that you are on pure in certain areas of your life. You know that you don't earn that love, and that's why you run away from it. And then some people know that they do deserve that love, but they're just not used to that love. Even though God gives you that love every day, but you see, the world is not used to seeing a human being having so much of the love of God, so they run away. I want to encourage you today to ask God to show you how to love. And then start to talk like him. Start to act like him. Whenever you want to get angry, hold yourself back and ask yourself, what would Jesus do in this situation? How would God handle this situation? How would God solve this problem? How would God want me to react in this situation? Pray fast. The closer you get to God, the more you're going to look like him, the more you're going to resemble him. Thank you so much for listening today. Don't forget, you can be a member of GSFE. That's Global Society for Female Entrepreneurs. We are the best kept secret to supporting women. You could also join Pearls and Pauls International. We are an organization for women and men who seek emotional healing. You could always DM me. You could always call me, 917-349-7226. You could also find me on Instagram at Lady Omenasa. You can find me on Twitter at Lady Omenasa. You can find me on Facebook as Omenasa. And I have another page, Omenasa Oruma Akomolase. You can find me on LinkedIn as well. And I think that that's my full name. But I enjoy doing what I do. And right now I am actually looking for a TV station that I can send a pilot for The Ring with Omenasa. So I really hope to God that he answers that prayer soon. If you know of a TV station that's looking for a good show, my show is on emotional healing. It's about bringing in guests sometimes to share their stories, but we talk about deep stuff. You know, so if you know you can help, holler. Anyway, God bless you so much for listening, okay? Remember, nothing happens in the grave, so you got to live your life to your full potential, live out your destiny, live out your calling, register your company, mentor your successor, plan your funeral, and leave a very strong legacy. Leave a strong legacy. You are not too old, and it is not too late. Don't give up on him. Don't give up on her. Don't give up on them. Keep on working hard. Keep on praying. Look for the good. Look for the other side of things. The grass is not greener on the other side. Remember, God's love. God doesn't just dump you. He doesn't just leave you. He doesn't. Ask God for direction about leaving that job. Ask God for direction about leaving that relationship. Ask God for direction. Whenever you want to leave, ask God. Is it your ego that wants to leave, or is it really you who wants to leave? Be careful. You got to slow down. You got to slow down. You got to slow down. I really felt led to say that. You really, really got to slow down. Slow down. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.